समाचार सेवा प्रभाग से प्रस्तुत है कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा।
श्रोताओं, कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा में आपका स्वागत है। आज मैं हूं आपके साथ प्रियंका अरोड़ा और आज राष्ट्रपिता महात्मा गांधी की पुण्यतिथि है और कार्यक्रम की शुरुआत हम उनके प्रिय भजन वैष्णव जन से करते हैं। बापू का ये प्रिय भजन हमें आज भी उनकी उपस्थिति का एहसास कराता है। एक बार फिर से आपका स्वागत करते हैं कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा में और आज मेरे साथ हैं मेरे सहयोगी अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय और मैं प्रियंका अरोड़ा। नमस्कार।
हेलो प्रियंका। हेलो एंड गुड आफ्टरनून। यू आर ट्यून्ड टू परिक्रमा 100.1 FM। आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय एंड विद मी टुडे इज माय को-होस्ट प्रियंका अरोड़ा एंड फॉर यू वी हैव अ सिलेक्शन ऑफ न्यूज, अ डिस्कशन सेगमेंट, डेटलाइन इंडिया रिपोर्ट्स, capsules, business, tributes and much more. All these over the next 30 minutes. We begin with the news headlines first.
संसदीय कार्य मंत्री प्रहलाद जोशी ने कहा सरकार सभी मुद्दों पर चर्चा के लिए तैयार, संसद के बजट सत्र से पहले सर्वदलीय बैठक संपन्न।
Enforcement Directorate questions RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav in connection with a job for land scam in Patna.
भारत और इसराइल ने पश्चिम एशिया में क्षेत्रीय सुरक्षा खतरे पर चर्चा की। तेल अवीव ने इस मुद्दे पर भारत के समर्थन पर आभार व्यक्त किया।
Dense fog conditions to continue unabated in northern India for a couple of days more, says IMD.
ICC Under 19 पुरुष क्रिकेट विश्व कप में भारत और न्यूजीलैंड के बीच दक्षिण अफ्रीका में मैच जारी।
And Priyanka, it's now time for a segment, Date Night India, in which we take a look at the developments taking place at the national or the global level. And today we will talk about Pradhan Mantri Suryoday Yojana. Well, the Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi has recently announced Pradhan Mantri Suryoday Yojana, under which 1 crore households will get rooftop solar. And this will not only reduce the electricity bill of the poor and the middle class, but will also make India self-reliant in the field of energy. Now, this isn't the first scheme for promoting the installation of rooftop solar power systems. In 2014, the government had launched the rooftop solar power program that aimed to achieve a cumulative installed capacity of 40,000 megawatts or 40 gigawatts by 2022. And the Pradhan Mantri Suryoday Yojana is a new attempt to help reach the target of 40 gigawatt rooftop solar capacity. And to understand the scheme, let us delve deeply into solar energy prospects in India. Priyanka, the sun has been worshipped as a life giver to our planet since ancient times. The industrial ages gave us the understanding of sunlight as an energy source. And India is endowed with a vast solar energy potential. And about 5,000 trillion kilowatt per hour per year energy is incident over India's land area, with most parts receiving 4 to 7 kWh per square meter per day. And from an energy security perspective, solar is the most secure of all sources since it is abundantly available and theoretically a small fraction of the total incident solar energy, if captured effectively, can meet the entire country's पावर रिक्वायरमेंट्स।
बिल्कुल सही कहा, हमें स्वच्छ ऊर्जा की दिशा में बढ़ना है। गांधी जी ने कहा था कि पृथ्वी प्रत्येक मनुष्य की आवश्यकता की पूर्ति के लिए पर्याप्त संसाधन प्रदान करती है, लेकिन इससे मनुष्य के लालच की पूर्ति नहीं की जाती। इसलिए हमें प्रकृति के प्रति अपने कर्तव्य को भी निभाना है। प्राकृतिक संसाधन हमारी संपत्ति नहीं है बल्कि धरोहर है, जिन्हें हमारी भावी पीढ़ियां भी उपयोग कर सके। इसलिए हम सभी को जल, वृक्ष और अन्य संसाधनों को बिल्कुल भी व्यर्थ नहीं करना चाहिए। पृथ्वी और मनुष्य का परस्पर संबंध मधुर बना रहे और इसी दिशा में हमें आगे बढ़ना है। और इसी कड़ी में हम लोग बहुत प्रयास कर रहे हैं, हमारे घरेलू स्तर पर भी प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं, अंतर्राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर भी प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं। और 22 जनवरी को प्रधानमंत्री ने घोषणा की थी प्रधानमंत्री सूर्योदय योजना की। ये केंद्र सरकार की बहुत ही महत्वाकांक्षी योजना है, जिसके जरिए गरीब और मध्यम वर्ग से जुड़े लोगों के घरों की छतों पर सोलर पैनल लगाए जाएंगे, यानी सौर पैनल लगाए जाएंगे। और इसके अंतर्गत देश के करीब 1 करोड़ घरों की छत पर सोलर पैनल लगाने का लक्ष्य रखा गया है।
Yes, and as we move forward, the solar industry's declining costs, enhanced energy storage solutions and grid advancements take center stage. The industry witnesses increased decentralization, widespread adoption and a surge in solar projects, reflecting a commitment to a sustainable energy future. And several global trend reports in 2023 show that solar energy is becoming not just an option but a global necessity. And the Government of India's commitment to solar power is not just in words, but in comprehensive policies and initiatives. The Production-Linked Incentive Scheme PLI for the National Programme on High-Efficiency Solar PV Modules for Achieving Manufacturing Capacity of Gigawatt GW Scale in High-Efficiency Solar PV Modules with an outlay of 24,000 crore rupees has been introduced to boost domestic manufacturing and solidify India's position as a solar powerhouse.
बिल्कुल, भारत वर्तमान में सौर ऊर्जा क्षमता में विश्व स्तर पर चौथे स्थान पर है। पिछले 5 वर्षों में देश की सौर स्थापित क्षमता में एक बड़ा बदलाव आया है, जो 21,651 मेगावाट से बढ़कर 70,096 मेगावाट हो गया है। और इस योजना सूर्योदय योजना के बारे में हम बात कर रहे हैं, उसके तहत जो गरीब हैं, जरूरतमंद नागरिकों को बिजली के बिल से छुटकारा मिलेगा, उन्हें सोलर बिजली प्लांट के जरिए बिजली मुहैया होगी। और इस योजना का लाभ लेने के लिए सबसे पहले आपको इस योजना की जो आधिकारिक वेबसाइट है solarrooftop.gov.in पर जाना होगा। इसके बाद आपको अप्लाई पर क्लिक करना होगा, फिर आपको अपना राज्य और जिला सेलेक्ट करना होगा। इसके बाद आपको अपने घर का जो बिजली बिल नंबर है वो दर्ज करना होगा। इसके बाद अपना जो बिजली खर्च और सामान्य जानकारी दर्ज करने के बाद सोलर पैनल का जो विवरण है वो डालनी होगी। फिर घर की छत के एरिया की पूरी लंबाई चौड़ाई बतानी होगी। छत के एरिया के हिसाब से ही आप सोलर पैनल सिलेक्ट करके अप्लाई करेंगे। आपके आवेदन के बाद इस योजना के तहत मिलने वाली सब्सिडी आपके खाते में, बैंक खाते में जमा हो जाएगी।
Yes, and by 2047, India aims to become an energy independent nation through a mix of electric mobility, CNG and piped natural gas, 20% ethanol blending and green hydrogen production. And in this energy independence journey towards 2047, emerging technologies hold the key. As India strides towards its ambitious solar targets, the opportunities for investors are not just abundant, they are a gateway to being a part of India's solar success story. And the avenues range from investing in solar projects to supporting manufacturing initiatives. And with a robust policy framework and the government's unwavering support, investors can confidently navigate the solar landscape. And India's solar journey is not just a journey of growth, it's an invitation for investors to be partners in a brighter, cleaner future. And the journey is not just towards sustainable energy, but towards a vibrant, resilient economy illuminated by the sun's rays. Now we bring for you an interview with Padma Shri recipient Shailesh Nayak. Dr. Nayak is a man behind India's first tsunami warning system. His vast contributions span across ocean science research, policy formulation and educating future generations, making him a true visionary in earth system sciences. And the interview has been conducted by a colleague, Rangabhashyam.
We are indeed fortunate to have with us Dr. Shailesh Nayak, the Director of National Institute of Advanced Studies, Bangalore. Warm welcome to the program, Dr. Nayak.
Thank you very much.
Sir, at the very outset, on behalf of Akashwani, let me congratulate you for being conferred with the Padma Shri Award for the year 2024.
Thank you very much, and namaskar to all of my audience. Thank you.
Sir, we are talking about the Padma Shri being conferred on you. I'm sure, you know, it would have been a wonderful wonderful moment when you got to know about it. Tell us about your first reactions, how you felt.
Yeah, I mean, I was very happy happy for the purpose, because the work which was done not only by me, but there is a lot of people who were involved in executing all these tasks. It's a sort of a recognition of the efforts which have been put by many people and many institutes. So in that connection, I was very happy for this recognition.
And how do you see it as an endorsement of your conviction, you know, in scientific learnings and outcomes all these years and decades that you have put in?
Yeah, I mean, if you have to execute any particular task, it needs a long time in doing many things, like tsunami warning system, which was done in a very record time, about 18 months or so. But that was possible because there were a lot of other work was already done in one or other way. So what we try to do is put them together, all this and certain innovations which is required to be done. But the basic technology which is required, like communication technology, the remote sensing, the GIS, the decision support system, navigation, all those technologies were available. So what we try to do is put all those different technologies together to make a system which can respond in almost near real time, because as you know, that the tsunami for the mainland coast, it takes only about 2.5 hours, and Andaman Nicobar about 20 to 30 minutes. So our system should be able to respond in that manner, I mean that fast. So we had kept a target initially that we would be able to do it in 15 minutes, and then we reduce it to 10 minutes. And now we have been able to do it in about 6 minutes. So the first thing which was very important to do, to detect the earthquake, because that is one of the main reason for most of the tsunamis. So now to detect the earthquake, you need a global data, and you need also this information to come in real time. So we had the connection network about 300 stations, and that data is continuously streaming. So you have to continuously make a system which can process and find out where the earthquake is occurred. And once the earthquake is occurred, you have to find its location, whether it will affect India or Indian Ocean. And there should be more than 7 magnitude, then only the tsunami will generate. So if it is less than that, we don't worry. But if it is more than that, then we have to find out whether tsunami is actually generated or not. So we need the connection with all the tidal stations. So we need data of tidal stations streaming in. We also have placed the bottom pressure recorders on the seabed about 3,500 meter below. And that information also continuously streaming. And they are very sensitive, even about few millimeters change in the sea surface, we can detect it. All this information is streaming, and we can find out whether tsunami is generated or not. Once we know that the tsunami is generated, we have to find out at what time is likely to come and what is likely to be amplitude. So for that we have a different models which can give a prediction at every 50 kilometers, not for India alone, but for the entire Indian Ocean. Innovation was how to put them together and make it completely automated. Like today we are talking about Internet of Things, machine to machine talking and all, but this was all done in 2007 as a part of tsunami warning system. Yeah, really. So it's a very innovative system at that particular time. And the most important, even till today, we have not given any false warning. Okay. So it worked pretty well.
So both ways it is perfectly working all right. Dr. Nayak, it's been a pleasure discussing all these issues with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
और अब समय अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से रूबरू होने का। उससे पहले प्रसिद्ध कवि सोहनलाल द्विवेदी की इन पंक्तियां आपके सामने प्रस्तुत करते हैं। तुम बोल उठे युग बोल उठा, तुम मौन बने युग मौन बना, कुछ कर्म तुम्हारे संचित कर युग कर्म जगा युग धर्म तना, युग परिवर्तक युग संस्थापक युग संचालक हे युग आधार, युग निर्माता युग मूर्ति तुम्हें युग युग तक युग का नमस्कार। जी हाँ, आज राष्ट्रपिता महात्मा गांधी की हम पुण्यतिथि मना रहे हैं और इसको लेकर महाराष्ट्र के लातूर जिले के गांव में हर साल गांधी जी का मेला लगता है। आइए, क्या है इस मेले की खासियत, हर्षवर्धन दीक्षित की ये रिपोर्ट सुनते हैं।
लातूर जिले में छोटा सा गांव है उजेड़। यहां हर साल गणतंत्र दिन से गांधी जी की पुण्यतिथि तक मेला लगता है। गांधी बाबा का मेला इस नाम से विख्यात इस मेले के बारे में गांव के एक पत्रकार शकील देशमुख ने और अधिक जानकारी दी।
राष्ट्रपिता महात्मा गांधी के विचार जन सामान्यों में पहुँचे, इसके लिए उजेड़ गाँव में महात्मा गांधी का मेला मनाया जाता है। हमारे गाँव में पहले मोहद्दीन शाह कादरी का उर्स भरता था। भारत जब स्वतंत्र हो गया, हैदराबाद संस्थान भारत में विलीन हो गया, उसके बाद में फिर लोगों ने ऐसा सोचा कि अपन उर्स भराएं या मंदिर की यात्रा भराएं। तो हमारे पास के पोस्ट मास्टर थे गोविंद मास्टर, उन्होंने ये सुझाव दिया कि अपने गांव में अभी प्रजासत्ताक दिन आने वाला है, प्रजासत्ताक दिन के लिए अपन ऐसा करें कि अपने को संविधान मिला है तो राष्ट्रपिता महात्मा गांधी के जो विचार है, जो उन्होंने कहा था कि गाँव चलो, गाँव समृद्ध तो देश समृद्ध, उस हिसाब से अपने गाँव में अगर अपन महात्मा गांधी का मेला अगर शुरू किया तो लोगों में एक अहिंसावादी विचार जो महात्मा गांधी के हैं वो पहुंचेंगे। उस हिसाब से के जमींदार दूसरे चांद पटेल, इन्होंने खुद के पैसों से हैदराबाद से वो महात्मा जी का पुतला मंगाया और उसको स्थापना करके 1954 से इस यात्रा की शुरुआत हो गई, वो अभी तक चालू है। कोरोना का 3 साल का पीरियड छोड़ आज तकरीबन 17 सालों से तो उजेड़ वासी महात्मा गांधी का मेला मनाते हैं। इस साल भी महात्मा गांधी का मेला मनाया गया। मेला महोत्सव समिति की तरफ से विविध उपक्रम का आयोजन किया गया था, उसमें किसानों के लिए उनका सम्मान, उनको मार्गदर्शन, महिलाओं के लिए चिकित्सा शिविर, स्त्रियों का सम्मान और युवकों के लिए इंटरटेनमेंट के लिए एक कॉमेडी शो तक लिया गया। 26 जनवरी को प्रभात फेरी हो गई, 27 जनवरी को कुश्ती का आयोजन किया गया और मेले के आखिर में महात्मा गांधी जी के जीवन पर व्याख्यान रखा गया। इस महात्मा गांधी मेले के लिए राजाश्रय मिलना बहुत जरूरी है।
उजेड़ इस मराठी शब्द का अर्थ है प्रकाश। उजेड़ गांव के गांधी बाबा के मेले से निकला हुआ सांप्रदायिक सद्भावना का ये प्रकाश पूरे विश्व में शांति की पुनर्स्थापना करने में निश्चित ही सहायक होगा। परिक्रमा के लिए छत्रपति संभाजीनगर से मैं हर्षवर्धन दीक्षित।
इन मिजोरम द विकसित भारत संकल्प यात्रा इज सक्सेसफुली कंप्लीटेड विद मोर देन 60,000 पीपल अटेंडिंग द कैंपेन एंड द VBSY कैंपेन फॉर मिजोरम वाज लॉन्च्ड बाय प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी थ्रू वीडियो कॉन्फ्रेंसिंग ऑन डिसेंबर 16th लास्ट ईयर। इन आइजोल द फ्लैग ऑफ सेरेमनी वाज ग्रेस्ड बाय गवर्नर डॉ हरि बाबू खम्बमपति and a total of 33,617 people attended the health camps, while more than 600 villages and localities were covered during the campaign, and a total of 33 VVIPs attended the campaign. Drone demonstrations aimed at agricultural revolution were conducted in 83 locations. Let's hear more from our correspondent Irene.
The nationwide Viksit Bharat Sankalp Yatra was launched aimed at reaching every nook and corner of India about the various welfare schemes initiated by the central government. In Mizoram, the transformative journey Viksit Bharat Sankalp Yatra was held in full scale across the state. Significantly, the Yatra is making inroads even into the cornermost region of the state, reaching the Indo-Myanmar border. VSBY has created a new wave of hope and aspirations for the people of the state. More than 56,000 people have attended the campaign so far, and more than 29,000 people have been screened in health camps during the campaign. Information, education and communication van has reached more than 650 villages. Speaking to Akashvani News, a Golden Card beneficiary has expressed her gratitude to the central government.
My name is Rasang Pui. I am living in Khazol, which is in the state of Mizoram. I am one of the beneficiaries of the Golden Card, the Ayushman Bharat Yojana. So under this scheme, all my medical expenses are covered and is paid by the central government. And I am very, very grateful for this. So I want to thank the central government for introducing this scheme. And I want to thank the Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, as well for this scheme.
The Yatra aimed at reaching the last mile and making India a developed nation by 2047 has renewed the commitment of the people in nation building. For Parikrama, Irene, Akashvani, Aizawl.
Now we will take on a tour around India's freedom struggle and recall events that happened on this day.
Today we pay homage to father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, who breathed his last on 30th of January 1948.
In September 1947, Gandhiji arrived in Delhi from Calcutta, where he had gone to appeal for peace following the partition riots. He stayed at Birla House in Delhi. Most of his time at Birla House was spent in writing letters, meeting visitors and attending prayers.
Hindu dharm mein, sachcha Hindu dharm mein, aisi caste ko, chhua chhut ko, ek jangli aur ek bada hai, un sab cheezon ko sthan nahi de sakta hai. Usme sarv dharmon ka समुच्चय समाविष्ट होना ही चाहिए. अगर नहीं होता है तो मेरी निगाह में वो हिंदू धर्म नहीं है.
गांधी जी बिगैन हिज लास्ट फास्ट टू रिस्टोर कॉम्युनल हार्मनी ऑन 13th of जनवरी 1948. आफ्टर 7 डेज ऑन द 20th of जनवरी देयर वाज एन अटेम्प्ट टू असैसिनेट गांधी जी व्हेन अ पर्सन थ्रू अ बॉम्ब एट बिरला हाउस. But it didn't harm Gandhiji, and he said,
If I am to die by bullet of a madman, I must do so smiling. There must be no anger within me. God must be in my heart and on my lips.
When Gandhiji was offered an enhanced security cover, he said,
Those who preferred security to freedom had no right to live.
On the evening of 30th of January, when Gandhiji was being escorted to the prayer meetings by his two grandnieces, Nathuram Godse emerged from the crowd. He bowed to him and shot him three times at point-blank range. Gandhiji slumped to the ground, mortally wounded.
Speaking on the All India Radio, Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru informed the nation about the loss as
The light has gone out of our lives and there is darkness everywhere. And I do not quite know what to tell you and how to say it. Our beloved leader, Bapu as we called him, the father of the nation, is no more.
The following day, an enormous crowd estimated at nearly 1 million people lined the 5-mile route of the funeral procession to the bank of the Yamuna River. The ashes were kept on the river bank for 3 days before they were taken away for immersion in Sangam in Prayagraj. His memorial Rajghat in New Delhi is a pilgrimage for millions of his followers.
We also remember Kudumala Rangarao, who ushered in an era of social reform and inspired even Mahatma Gandhi to follow in his footsteps.
Born into a poor family in Kasaragod, Rangarao envisioned empowerment of the depressed classes through education and steered change in a society way back in the 1890s. Rangarao set up schools for the downtrodden. He called them Panchama schools.
To persuade the kids to attend schools, he arranged for midday meals and 2 paise per day to the parents to develop an interest and motivate the families to get their children to schools. By marrying off his own widowed daughter to the zamindar of Kumaramangalam, he set an example of inter-caste marriage and widow remarriage in India.
Following his inspiration, Gandhiji married one of his sons with the daughter of C. Rajagopalacharis. Mahatma Gandhi said,
I discerned social loyalty from Mr. Rangarao. He's an inspiration and a guide for me. He's my teacher when it comes to the upliftment of the untouchables.
Kudumal Ranga Rao breathed his last in Mangalore on 30th of January 1928. AIR News pays homage to the noble soul.
30th of January is also the death anniversary of Makhanlal Chaturvedi. Born in Hoshangabad on the 4th of April 1889, he was inspired by Bal Gangadhar Tilak and Gandhiji. He was the illustrious editor of Prabha and later Karmaveer, the journals which enlightened the masses against British imperialism. He was imprisoned by the British government many times and his journal was forcibly closed down by the British. The British excesses could not bend the will of the valiant patriot poet. Once out of jail, Makhanlal restarted his journal.
After independence, Makhanlal refrained from seeking a share in power and continued to exhort the people through speech and writing. He continued to work on the path shown by Mahatma Gandhi to build an equitable society. He was awarded the first Sahitya Academy Award in Hindi for his work Hym Tarangini in 1955. The Government of India awarded him the Padma Bhushan in 1963. Makhanlal Chaturvedi breathed his last on 30th of January 1968 in Bhopal. We salute the great nationalist.
In business news today, the key domestic indices declined more than 1% amid mixed cues from the global share markets. The BSE Sensex closed below 71,150 mark, while the NSE Nifty settled below 21,550 level. The Sensex plunged 802 points, or 1.11%, to finish at 71,140. The Nifty fell 215 points, or 1%, to settle at 21,522. And now for all the news from the world of sports, in the Khelo India Youth Games, weightlifting women 81 kilogram category, RP Kirthana and K. Uviya from Tamil Nadu won the gold and silver medals. Santushi Chaudhary from Uttar Pradesh won the bronze.
और क्रिकेट की बात करें तो अंडर 19 क्रिकेट विश्व कप में न्यूजीलैंड के साथ सुपर सिक्स स्टेज के पहले चरण में भारत ने ताजा समाचार मिलने तक 45 ओवर में 4 विकेट पर 249 रन बना लिए हैं. इससे पहले न्यूजीलैंड ने टॉस जीतकर गेंदबाजी का फैसला किया.
एंड नाउ वी हैव रीच्ड दैट सेक्शन ऑफ अ प्रोग्राम वेयर वी रिमेंबर ऑल दोस ग्रेट्स हु आर एसोसिएटेड विद टुडेज़ डेट. एंड क्रिश्चियन बेल वाज बोर्न ऑन दिस डे 1974. ही इज एन इंग्लिश एक्टर नोन फॉर हिज वर्सटिलिटी एंड फिजिकल ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन फॉर हिज रोल्स. ही हैज बीन अ लीडिंग मैन इन फिल्म्स ऑफ several genres. Born in Wales to English parents, Bale had his breakthrough role at the age of 13 in Steven Spielberg's 1987 war film Empire of the Sun. In 2005, he played superhero Batman in Batman Begins and again in The Dark Knight 2008 and The Dark Knight Rises 2012, garnering acclaim for his performance in the trilogy, which is one of the highest grossing film franchises.
और हम जाने माने फिल्मकार प्रियदर्शन को आज याद कर रहे हैं. आज उनका जन्मदिन है और उन्होंने कई शानदार फिल्में बनाई हैं जिनमें हलचल हंगामा शामिल है. उनका मुख्य रूप से जो योगदान था वो हिंदी सिनेमा और मलयालम सिनेमा में रहा. आइए उनके द्वारा फिल्माई गई हलचल फिल्म का ये गीत सुनते हैं.
दिल को तो पता भी
Yes, and Philip David Charles Collins was born on this day in 1951. He's an English singer, drama, songwriter, record producer and actor. Let's listen into his hit track, Son of Man, and it's from his album, Tarzan.
You see.
And also Joshua Bishop Kelly Sr. was born on this day in 1980. He is an American musician, singer and songwriter. And Kelly has recorded for Hollywood Records, Threshold Records and DNK Records, is a pop rock artist. And his songs Amazing and Only You reached the top 10 on the Billboard Adult Top 40 charts.
और अब समय कह रहा है आपसे अनुमति ली जाए और जाते जाते बापू के इन शब्दों को याद करते चलते हैं. उन्होंने हमेशा कहा था कि अहिंसा ही एकमात्र शक्ति है जिसके बल पर हम शत्रु को मित्र बना सकते हैं और उसके प्रेम पात्र बन सकते हैं. बापू के बलिदान की याद में आज ही के दिन को शहीद दिवस के रूप में भी हम मनाते हैं.
आंधी में भी जलती रही गांधी तेरी मशाल, साबरमती के संत